is so, she's not married to anybody. Because it's only Yosa with the Tanai if she gets married to that guy. But just Nus is mutter to that man. So the kid says she's not married to her first husband at all. Ela b'chutz, avad he learned shat was by chutz. But the blazer meant to say chutz. That was his kasha back by chutz. How could it be the fact that she's still married? Nogeh to one person should make it that the wife is still called a married lady. She should be also to the whole world. For the Kiva, the Gemara says, I chutz svirulei lois to chutz. Let him ask the kasha from chutz. Vi almanas svirulei lois to almanas. And the Kiva asked back two questions. To tell me one way was he learned in the blazer, he learned chutz. And one way was almanas. The question is, Mamashach, how do you, Rabbi Kiva, learn Shan Yablezah? So what's this poshit? My answer is, Shmielei, Rabbi Kiva hold that the Ikud, the Yom Achutz, the Ikud, the Yom Almanas. Rabbi Kiva himself learned it was a machlekes exactly what Yablezah meant to say. When Yablezah says the get is good, did he even mean by chutz? Or did he only mean by almanas? So therefore, Man, the Yom Achutz, Hai Pircha. If you learn Yablezah meant the word chutz, Rabbi Kiva asked from this question. O Man, the Yom Almanas, Ha Pircha. Now the Gemara says, oh, my pircha, what's your question? Inayma isakuna shani. If you want to tell me the issa, yes, the question from the isakuna, the fact that we see this wife is also to the kain, because she's a grusha to the rest of the world, makes her grusha to this kain also, that's a kasha and ablezer, she should be called married to the world then. No, hori ablezer nami, mi isura kuna kam isilei. Ablezer himself learns out this postik from isura kuna. So Kitz, he learns out that there's no kasha from Isura Kuna. Gemara says, Rava Kerebiyane Mishum Zakin Echad Kamasni. I tell you, Rava learned it in the name of, like we learned before, Rebiyane, from the name of Zakin Echad Masni. He learned it over the way he learned it. Whereas Rava before was the one that said all these questions they asked against Reb Leza, there's a pircha on the questions. So the question is, on Reb Kiva's last question, now what's wrong with it? It's a good question. Like Rabbi Kiva says, you see by Grusha, she's also, so she's blessed to the world. What do you want to tell me? Maybe Yisura Kuna Shani? No. Rabbi Lez himself learns out from Yisura Kuna, though you say the chutz is good. So Gemara says, Rava, that before said all these questions are not questions, Rava did not learn that Rabbi Lez learned out from the pasuk by Yisura Kuna, but rather Rava learned out that the Pshan Rabbi Lez was, Rabbi Yana Mishum Zotan Echot Kamatni, from another pasuk. Not from the pasuk of Yisura Kuna. Therefore, Rabbi Lez himself holds that Yisura Kuna Shani, like your kasha Rabbi Kiva, is not a good kasha. True, negayat Yisura Kuna, since she's a Gerusha to the rest of the world, she's even also to this one kain. But that's only by Yisura Kuna we saw Machmir. But you can't say back that since she's still called married, negayat to this one person, she should be called an anxious ist, negayat to the rest of the world, that you don't say, because Yisura Kuna is Shani. Therefore, Rava still stands that all of them have good pirchas. Omalem Yeshua. Yeshua said, "Ain Meshiv and Esaruli Achamisa." No, he's no back to all four of them. He can't ask questions against Rabbi Lez after he died. So, Lemei Melechu, you want to tell me to Rabbi Yeshua Kavos Esvirulei that Rabbi Yeshua Taka agrees to Rabbi Leza? I have Iyo Nami Mifra Kaporach. Rabbi Yeshua also has questions on him. So, Masochik Kamalu. Here's what Rabbi Yeshua meant to say. I myself also really have a kasha against Reb Lezer. Me, but you should know, ben l'didi, whether according to me, ben l'dechud, according to you, and neshiv and esarili achamisa. We're not going to ask the question after he died. Because the pshat is, maybe if he would have been alive, he would be able to answer us. So true, we don't understand him, but like, it's not fair to ask the question after he died, because if he had been alive, maybe he could have answered. Now the Gemara says, oh, my pircha de Yeshua, what was the Yeshua's pircha? The Tanya we learned. Om Rabbi Yeshua said, Makish koid me havaya shniya, le koid me havaya rishayna. There's always a hekish the way the wife is before she married the first time to the way before she married the second time. So that means, ma koid me havaya rishayna. Just like before the first time she got married when she was a panuya, she was never married to anybody. To lo yagida bin she achrini. She's not attached to anybody. Before she got married to anybody, she's not going to get married to anybody. So if so, af koid mi avaya shniya. Who had been before the second time when she wants to remarry? In other words, she was married once and she received a get. The get is only good to lo yagid v'yin shiachrini, that she's not attached to anybody else. That means there's no chutz involved. But if there's a chutz involved, then the get is no good. Kufa, before we learn like this, moidu reb lezer v'megaris ishtoi. That she's not a good married him. Hesu Hashem in the laws of truth with Divrei Blaza. Heich Matin, she's also with them Mutter. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Pei Gimel on my base. The middle of Gemara. Gufa. We had before that Moedir Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer agrees that the Megarish Ishtoi, if a man gives his wife a get, the Omalo, and he tells her, with this get, you're allowed to get married to any man, excluding one person. And Rabbi Elazar sheet there is, the get is still a good get. But he says, though, for whole chovenistis liyechot, min hashuk, if she now goes and gets married to somebody else, not to the person that she's also to, but to somebody else, and then vinis aramalo, and then that husband dies, and she becomes a widow. She gives her a get. That she now becomes mutter even to that one person that she was also to because of the first get. In other words, the first get the first husband gave her was matter to get married to anybody, excluding one person. One person she still also to because of her first husband. But now that she got married to another man, like because of the second man, the first husband's ties went off completely. So therefore, that person now is no more asatur anymore. That's what we just said before in Reb Elazar. So this the Gemara says that Heishiv Reb Shimon ben Elazar Tshuva L'Divrei Reb Elazar, that Reb Shimon ben Elazar asked the question against Reb Elazar. That according to you, Reb Elazar, Heichad Matzino, where do we find in the Torah Shezer Oiser, like over here, that the first husband she made her asa to this one man. Vizematir, and you say now the second husband that marries her because she got married to a second husband, and then that husband gives her a get or a second husband dies, that she becomes muta to that first man that she was also to. How could that be that she's also because of the first husband, so how could the second husband make her muta? And this Gemara says back, what's so bad? The loy, it's not that way. For Rei Yevoma, every case of Yevoma is that way. The Baal oyser, the Yava Mater, the Baal says that she's also, because of the husband, she's also, and the Yavim, the brother that's alive, makes Yibin as Mater. Samara says no. Hosam over there, Yavim Hokosrula. Over there, the reason why she's also is only because of the brother that's alive. Dimi Baal, because of the first husband, her Sharia Bakayama. When the first husband dies, really the wife should be muta to anybody. Why is she also? Only because there's a brother alive, because of the Yavim. Therefore, it's good why the Yavim, his Yibum, could be matra. Morris says still, Harei Nedarim, there's a parsha of Nedarim, that the neder oyser v'chocham matir, one person makes a neder and becomes oyser, and the chocham is matir the neder. So Morris says no, Homer Rabbi Yechnan, that ain't chocham matir klu mele becharoto. Even a chocham, when he's matir the neder, is not stam the chocham comes to be matirit. It's only with charota of the person that made the neder. So you need the charota of the person, he's helping along in the heter. So it's also called, he made the yisr, he's making the heter. So more no, harei haforas habal the isha, nederus habal mefer. When a wife makes the neder, the husband could be meferit without the help of the wife at all. There's no charota there. And still the husband could be mefer. So you see, one person can make something also, and somebody else could make it mutter. Moses Hossam could have Pinchas. Over there goes the name of, over there, it's like with Pinchas, Mishmei Derova. That the Yomer of Pinchas and Mishmei Derova, the Klal is Kol HaNederos, Adaz Baile HiNederos. When a wife makes a Neder Metchila, she only makes it like on a condition that the husband should be able to be Mefrit, should be Maskim. So therefore, it's not called really one Asas and one is Mater. When she made the Neder Metchila, it was only on this condition that the husband should be able to be Mefrit. But Kopor, that's from Shimon ben Elazar's question back from Reb Elazar, that according to you, that chutz, the get is good. But somebody else marries her. Then she becomes mutter to the first one. Where do we find that? Somebody asks if somebody else could make it mutter. Then we had before that Reb Elazar ben Azariah, that Nen Reb Elazar ben Azariah biyomar. Krisus. He asked another question against Reb Elazar. The terrorist says, because of law, say for Krisus, you have to write a get that's chorus that ties you, cuts you off from her. Dover hakeres beno lebeno, that you have to be cut off from her now. Holamanat shains the krisus. Therefore, if you make a give a get to your wife chutz from somebody, so since she can't marry that one person, it's like she's still tied to you. That's not cool to get. That was Rabbi Elazar's tying against Rabbi Eliezer. This Gemara says, Rabbanan, high treasons my Yavdelay. What do Rabbanan do about this? Now, the Rabbanan, they ask other questions against Rabbi Eliezer, but they did not ask this question. How do they learn Shan the Pasuk from Krisis? So Gemara says, Miboilu, they use the Pasuk for something else. Look at the Tanya, like we learned. If somebody gives a get to his wife and he says, "Hareis the gitcha amanashpa tishna yain, amanashpa tachla beis avichli yelom, ain't a crisis." If I make a tenai with her that she cannot go to her father's house forever, or she can't drink any wine forever, that's not a good get, because she's not cut off from you. She's always bound to listen to that tenai. But let's say you only say shloishim yain just for 30 days, and hareis the crisis, the get is good. So that's what the other rabbanon do with this pasuk crisis. As when you give your wife a get and you matter her loylom just chutz from one person, they hold that is called krisis. Because she's mutter to the rest of the world, that's called a good get. Only in this case, where she's still tied with tenoyim to the husband, here it's not called a good get. Viduch, what does Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah do with this? Mikoras krisim. The pasuk could have said koras, and it says krisis. It's a double lush and learn out two things, nafka. Viduch, the rabbonim, they hold no. Koras krisis loydarshi. They don't make such a drasha. There's one pasuk of krisis. Only come to say when you make a tenai loylom. But our case of chutz, there the get is good. It would have been good off of krisis alone. Therefore, they have to ask other questions. Omar Rav, Rav said like this: Hareze gitcha menashva tishte yain kol yemei chayai. Here's your get, but on the condition that you do not drink wine all my lifetime. That's what the husband says. So Loch Rezain's a Christus, that's no good, again, because she's tied to the husband Loilom, that's not called a good get. But Kol Yimechai Pleini, Harei's a Christus. If the husband says, listen, I'm giving you a get for the Tanai, that you cannot drink wine, Kol Zuman, my friend Reuben is alive, then the get is good. Zumar says, why? Maishnachai Pleini the Duma Mayis, or Makai Melele Tanai, that maybe that person, when he will die, then she will be allowed to drink wine. But since there will come a time that should be mutter, therefore the get is good. Even if the husband says you can't drink wine all his lifetime, the get should also be good though. Because Dilma Mayis, maybe he'll die first. Or Mekayim Alele Tanai. And then after the husband dies, she's finished with that Tanai. Then there's a period that she's free completely. So the get should be good. In other words, Christus means as long as they'll come out of time that she'll be tied off, she'll be cut off completely, then the get is good. It's only if the condition is, calls the man, she's alive. So if so, what's the difference in the life of somebody else or the life of the husband? Zemora says true. Elaim would rather say like this. The Prat is like this. Kol yimei chayechi ein zekrisis. If the husband says, you can't drink wine, calls the man, you're alive. It's totally in the wife's life. That's not called krisis. Because calls the man that she's living, she's not allowed to drink wine because of the first husband. That's not called krisis. But kol yimei chayi, if the husband says, kol zman, he's alive. Oy chayi plain, or else kol zman, my friend is alive. I raise a crisis, that's called a good get. Because I call upon him when he or the friend dies, then there's a time that she will be able to drink wine. She's cut off completely, therefore the get is good now. Mor says like this, boy yimei robim rav Nachman. What happens if the husband wants to give a get like this and says, Hayoim iat ishti, ulamacharat ishti. I want to give you a get that should take place just for one day. Today, you're not my wife. But I'm making a condition that tomorrow you should be my wife again. Mao, is that called a good get or not? Tomorrow says, we'll soon see Tiboy the Rabbi Eliezer, Tiboy the Rabbi. You have to question according to both of them. Tiboy the Rabbi Eliezer, that ad kan loy koma, Rabbi Eliezer, osamel dulaman, the koshori, koshori liyelam. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah says that you could give a get to your wife, chutz, and say excluding one person she can't get married to. But there it's good because everybody else, she's allowed to get married to Loilam. For everybody else, she's mutter Loilam, that's called a good get. But over here, that she's only mutter for one day, more not, maybe that's not called a get. Or Dilmulashna, maybe no, it doesn't make a difference. For one day, the get is also chal. Or else, Tibor the Rabbon, I guess, Musumsi. Tibor the Rabbon, I guess the question going to Rabbonin. Ad karmoi kamer rabbonim hosem elo deloi poski minei legamri. When do the rabbonim say the get is no good? Only because there's a chutz. For one person, she's not freed from the first husband, the get is no good. I will hold her keep on the poska poska. But over here, for at least for one day, he's freeing her completely. So maybe that should be called a good get. So Mora says, yes, boss or the boy, after he asked this question, or the poska, and it came out like this. The klal is mistar, but the svar is,